Welcome to the Rocket Post Game Show. We have today Coach Al Starnes and Defensive Coordinator Jeremy Wheeler. Crittenden County, first game out of the chute this year, a 28-14 victory at Todd County Central. Coach Starnes, a young team, but you came away with a victory, and I know there's a lot you want to work on, but you have to feel good about a win.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you get a win, you feel good about it, and I'm proud of these kids for their effort. And, you know, Chris, it wasn't easy. I mean, you know, you go out there and you know, we execute offensively, and it looks like that we're fixing to put three or four scores on the board in the first half, and we allow them to stay in it. And next thing we know, there's a battle, and because of that, you know, there's some adversity that we have to overcome, because they mounted a comeback late in the ball game, and we were able to overcome it, and that I was proud of. That showed a little bit of maturity, and I thought that the kids grew up a little bit Friday night.
Had some big plays. I thought Hunter Boone made some big plays. Of course, he made some big mistakes too. He's a young quarterback, threw into some double coverage there in the end zone, and then got a couple of passes picked off. But you have to really praise what he did on those two fourth down plays, one with his legs, another with his arm. And then on a third down pass to Paxton Riley, that probably put the game away. So he really made some excellent plays there with the game on the line the second half.
Yeah, and we know that that Hunter's capable of doing that, and he's going to make mistakes, and he made mistakes. And but rest assured that every one of us on the coaching staff, and I would venture to say on the sidelines of the football team, we have total 100% confidence in Hunter Boone's ability. And I'm going to tell you, he is a difference maker, and he's going to make the mistakes. But as you saw, he was the one that that checked into the actually, it's a run-pass option where we're running the football, and he threw it to Paxton to get that first down. So, I mean, it was a run-play called. And he saw that it was there, and Paxton was on the same communication. And, you know, I thought Paxton did a great job catching the ball and getting the first down. Huge for us. You know, that was huge. And I thought that that Hunter Boone's it's really not a fake punt. It's just that he saw that it was there, and he felt like that he could get the first down, and when he feels that way, then we give him the green light to do so, and he did, and he came over to sidelines. He said that he just felt like that they couldn't get the ball back because the momentum was their way, and he's absolutely right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's why we say that he is well poised beyond his years.
His football IQ for a sophomore is incredible, isn't it?
Oh, it's amazing, and he understands it. Mm-hmm. And so what we want to do is we want him to bring other players up to that level, and that's what we have to do, because make no mistakes, we're tickled with the win, but we have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of work to get better, and you know, I challenge these kids to embrace that and work on it and get better so we can improve as a team.
Charlie Johnson, let's talk a little bit about Charlie. He hurt his knee before the game, didn't know what he had done to it, didn't even know if he was available to play, and a lot of the other kids were cramping up. Devin Nesbitt, your starting running back, had a good game, but then he started cramping up there at the end, and you brought Charlie off the sidelines, fresh legs, goes into the game, and he pretty well just seals the deal on the final drive.
Yeah, and of course I was shocked that he was in there. I was watching it when he was warming up, and he twisted wrong and he went down, and I thought that he had torn something at his knee, and next thing I know it's 7 or 8 minutes to go in a game, and he's going out there. So which says a lot for Charlie, and Charlie wants to contribute, and I'm gonna tell you, he did. He brought fresh legs in there, and he provided some yards when we needed to keep that clock moving so we can run it out.
And punch that final touchdown.
Punch
in
it in.
For exclamation
point. And that was good for him. You know, we were glad to get it in and for him to get it. But I have to say this too, though, that I felt like that Devin Nesbitt, I thought that he matured and grew as a runner beyond any time that I've seen him run, because, I thought that he stepped up and he ran hard. And we didn't see that before. So, you know, I think that it's a plus for us that he's understanding his role and what it's going to take. And I thought that he matured a great deal.
There was one particular run that he kind of kept his feet under him. They hit him two or three times. Had him stood up. And he stayed up and got, I think, 28 yards or something. Pretty big run out of it.
Yeah, and that's just that just goes to show that he's got the ability there. We see it, and you know, it's just we're going to have to understand that linemen are going to have to protect better. We're going to have to block better, and I think that if we do, with Devin understanding his ability, I think we can open some holes in a run game.
Coach Wheeler, the first half, the defense shuts them out, and then the second half they come back and just kind of, you know, just right up the middle is where they really found an Achilles heel there and just kind of punched the ball down the field.
Yeah, I was very pleased with the defense the first half, but at halftime it felt like the momentum was shifting a little bit towards Todd County, and we dodged the bullet several times in the first half to keep them at a goose egg. I mean, they had a punt set up, and we had Mitchell Joyce for our force guy, and we're all about aiming towards the near hip. And if the guy's a little faster than you, you need to aim a yard ahead of that near hip, and he didn't. And the guy gets out, and luckily just didn't stretch enough for the first down, and we get the ball back to the offense. And I just felt like we dodged several bullets in the first half to kind of give the ball back to the offense quite a bit. But, you know, we just had way too many missed tackles and all of lack of angles and not finishing. And that's what we always talk about all summer long is – you know, you're expected at Crittenden to start in the right position in the stance and what technique you're supposed to do, but you, no matter what, you need to finish, you know, very fast. And I didn't think we finished well. And in the third and fourth period, it showed when we had a lot of missed tackles and they put two in the end zone.
You may have had some missed tackles by some of the guys, but Dylan Smith, he had 13 tackles. He didn't miss too many, if he missed any at all. But he's picking up right where he left off last year, linebacker. He was a leading tackler last year. I think he had 124 tackles, I believe, maybe more than that for the season. But he had 13 in the first game.
Yeah, we were very pleased with him. And even on the film, his tackling looked better this year. You know, a lot last year he was – you know, just because a backer makes eight solos a game, it's where those eight solos happen. Are they just hanging on to somebody dragging down the field, or are they getting it at the line of scrimmage or behind? And he made a lot of good tackles that was head up, and he ran his feet. But a lot of times we still got to stop. And it's just some stuff that we have to fix. I think he did a great job in the offseason working on his reads, and it showed a lot Friday night. But now we just need to finish strong. And once he touches that up, I think he'll be in good shape.
Who else? I have to say this about Dylan, too, though. You know, he's worked his tail off, and he really wants to perform and do well. And last year we were talking about him, and he would have six solos and 13 assists. And this year in the first game, he has 13 solos and six assists. So it really has paid off for him. And like Coach Wheeler said, you know, just working a little bit of technique issue, and he might have 20 solo tackles because he is that quick.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else on defense stand out for you guys?
I think Adam Beavers did a great job. We're never one to advocate somebody just tackling somebody by their jersey, but there's one play. The only thing he had a hold of was the running back's bottom of his jersey, and he actually pulled him back. And he's finally getting a little mean streak to him on the football field, which we've been trying to get. I know one of his cousins, Coach Nathan Boone, has been getting into his tail pretty good about letting him have a mean streak on the football field and be somebody who he's not, because he's a great young man off the football field. But, you know, he's just one of those ones that if you tell him what technique he needs to touch up on, he'll do it with a smile on his face. And I thought he had a great game. I thought Gavin Dickerson did well as to last week. He did a good job, too, against Callaway, but he stepped up a little bit better. And just like everything we do, we just have to finish very fast.
Yeah, and I think Mitchell Joyce did a good job. I mean, he's a sophomore. He's small. He came in there. And, you know, I like that little cat. He provides a lot of excitement when he gets out there. And
He loves it.
He had five solo tackles. And, you know, I sat there and tried to talk to him. Of course, you know how polite I am and nice at the sideline when he messes up. And he says, "I know, Coach. I got it." He said, "I know." You know, so, I mean, I like it, that excitement that he brings out there. So, and he's one that can play, you know, defensive end, linebacker, secondary. So, I mean, you know, I think that he had a good game as well. He's learning.
Yeah, yeah. He moves all around the field. Number two, first time I looked out across the field, early in the year, I don't know the guy's numbers. I see, who's that little guy, number two? But he's all over the field, though, isn't he?
He's an athlete,
yeah, too.
He's just very tough. He's always been a very tough individual. Yeah. I mean, in watching the film, there's several times that he was getting to the play, and he'd get lit up, and he'd bounce right back up, pat the guy on the tail, and the next play be in there putting his nose on the football.
Yeah, you know, Brandon Lamy and Ethan Hunt, they had four solo tackles. I mean, they, you know, I mean, we got work to do, but, you know, we have kids that's working hard and getting all over the field. And that's what we have to do. We have to understand that, you know, we're young, we're going to make mistakes, and we're going to have to make sure that we go to the basics and try to take care of them and get better. Because we're going to have to.
Ethan Hunt, I'm remiss not to mention him earlier, but of course Ethan was a big factor early in the first two touchdowns, and had the first touchdown on a long pass, and then he also caught a fourth down pass that set up the second touchdown. But he had Ethan finished with 142 yards and four catches, and he had all that in the first half.
Oh yeah, and you know Ethan's solid. You know he. What surprised me was, and we'll look at it, and we'll talk about it on the film. Is when he caught the ball down the middle, he left. He was leaving those guys,
yeah. And
we didn't get caught. And so, I don't know if that means that we're slow and they're slower, or you know I don't know what that means, because I know Ethan isn't a burner, but. You know, I tell you, it's just, you know, watching these kids perform, and I think that's where our strength is in our skill players, and that's where we have to make sure that we continue to utilize them and get better, and then bring our linemen along, because I think that we can get better. We don't quite have the mentality of an offensive line yet, and I think that that's what we need to develop.
The great thing about Ethan is if you watch that catch that Coach was just talking about, two of the drills that we do every day, he actually implemented those. He actually kept the guy on his back hip and then caught it over his shoulder, and then after he tucked it, he burst out and caught our Welker drill. And Ethan's one of those guys that if you tell him why you're doing a drill in practice of how it will go to the game field on Friday, he does it. And that was what's so great about that he actually did something in practice and used it, you know, for the
game. Yeah, very, very intelligent player. You know, he's moving right on up the record book list. Andy Hunt was texting me during the game. He said, "Hey, Ethan only need." Of course, Ethan is his cousin, and so they're he keeps a close eye on him. Andy's home listening on the radio this year after breaking his arm. But he said Ethan was close, getting close to the all-time single game record, which Kyle Myers owns right now. I think it's 172 yards, and he needed another big catch, and he'd have been all over that. But he's the 11th all-time in the receiving list now. So Ethan's got a chance to be a special player here in his senior year.
Yeah, and he's worked hard, though, Chris. I mean, it shows. He's a hard worker and such a good kid. And, you know, we're glad to see that he's having the success that he deserves.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I know we're going to talk more on Thursday about Hopkins Central. That's a team that you say has improved, and I know you've got some things. What this week are you working on after this first game? You got those jitters out of the way. What do you work on now moving into the second week?
Well, I mean, we're going to go back and show the kids the film today, and we're going to take two things at each position and say that these are what we're going to work on this week to improve. So each coach is going to look at them, and I know as an offensive line coach, I've got to improve on the attack of the offensive line. We got to move our feet. You know, we're just sitting there catching, and we got to be able to attack. And that's why I said I just don't think that we have the mentality that we need as an offensive line, as a unit. But, I mean, we're going to work on it, and that'll come. So, you know, I think we have to work on our blocking with our receivers. I think that our receivers didn't block very well, and we need to get better at that. We've got to work at our screen game. And defensively, I think we got to go back to tackling and make sure that we do. We're trying to grab and reach high, and, you know, we had so many missed tackles, so I think it has to be a focal point for us this week, because Hopkins Central is going to play harder, and they're going to be a little bit better than what Todd Central was.
Coach Wheeler, you got anything this week?
What's
top on the list?
Top on the list, we're just going to finish, and we're going to have to mitigate our missed tackles. I mean, that's just – our expectations have always been a whole lot higher at Crittenden County about tackles and especially missed tackles. So that, you know, I just had to do a lot of deep reflecting this weekend and realize when it comes down to it, that's on me. And we're going to fix it the first couple days this week. And then here next 4 days, we'll find out that we have a whole lot less missed tackles and we'll finish a whole lot more fast.
We mentioned a lot of cramps. You know, the weather plays a factor. First game, they're not, you know, in game shape really at that point. Anything on that that concerns you? This is
fairly typical early in the season, isn't it?
I think that you have young players, you have young kids, and I think that they're cramping. You have Gavin that cramped. You have Nesbitt that cramped. I know Ethan's an older guy, Hunt, that cramped up. And, I think it's just that if we go back and we look at it last year to this year, I think that they were playing probably 25% less snaps last year than what they were playing this year. So I think that they're playing more out there. And so, because they're playing both sides of the ball, and we were trying to eliminate that last year. And so I think if you go back and look at it, then it was the second half when all that started happening. And that's where, systematically substituting assists us in allowing these kids to get some rest throughout the course of the game. And so, no, it's not a concern. I think that we'll continue to improve, and I think you get the first game out, and I think it will be better because of it.
I just think, I don't know, I always, they talk about cramping. I hear the story that Coach Hodge tells about some old-timers at Cincinnati watching Bob Huggins do practice, and he said, I don't know why you can't keep your players in there the whole time. Back in the day, we played the whole game. He said, well, you didn't have a shot clock back then. You ran four corners, so why could you not? And I think the game of football has changed so much and evolved over time that, back in the day, somebody could play both sides of the ball and not cramp up, but you weren't having 60-something offensive plays and 60, 70 defensive plays a game plus special teams. And our kids are a little bit more athletic, and they might have a little bit more quick twitch muscle in them. So having one year that you had two cramps in the same game and next year having six or seven, I don't really think it has anything to do with being in shape. I think our players are trying to do a championship rep every time and giving their all, and that might lead to a little bit more cramps.
Yeah, all right, I appreciate it. I just need to mention the players of the game. We had Dylan Smith, who was a defensive player of the game, and co-offensive player of the game with Ethan Hunt and Hunter Boone. And then Adam Beavers was lineman of the week. And then, of course, Hunter Boone, two punt fakes that resulted in big plays for us, was special teams player of the week.